Welcome, everyone, to Heathcliff Manor. In a short while, you will have unravelled the mystery of the late Lord Heathcliff's death, whilst revealing the sordid secrets of your fellow guests. But, if I may, I'd like to begin with a few unsettling home truths. Attention, General Custard, I'm talking to you. You were supposed to be in charge of Lord Heathcliff's personal security. But did you know there was a bomb in the house? Because Inspector Deneau did. Perhaps Professor Peacock did too, as he was investigating one of you on Lord Heathcliff's behalf. I'm sad to say we already have a criminal in our midst, one who lied to get her job here, as the cook. Perhaps Sierra Tango knew about that already with her Metropolitan Police resources, but I forget. Sierra was suspended from that particular force. How intriguing. In truth, though, it's a real family gathering here tonight. Wait for it. Shock and reveal number one. Reverend Willbydone is the victim's brother. Gasp! And shock and reveal numero deux. Cinders is Lord Heathcliff's daughter. Blimey! Dear Enfatal, does that make you feel better being surrounded by your dead husband's next of kin? I think they'd like to know how you both really met. And, more importantly, what Ford Escort was caught doing with you earlier? I digress. Let's look at some of the facts. Mrs. Withering likes to take frequent trips to the pool when his lordship is in it. So why do we think that is? And the butler delivered the murder weapon to the crime scene himself. So he's got to be a suspect, hasn't he? And Dr. Fumbles knew all of Lord Heathcliff's medical problems and was best placed to take advantage of them. Perhaps someone should ask him about that. But all of this is just conjecture. After all, Misty Visions claims she knew Lord Heathcliff was going to die, so she must already have all the answers. And finally, the odd one out. What brings a world-renowned concert violinist from Canada all the way to this classically styled and, may I say, beautifully decorated English manor? All will be revealed.